Was President Biden's commutation of 37 persons on federal death row important? I'm Bill Newman, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute. In December 2024, President Biden commuted the death sentences of 37 of the 40 persons on federal death row. The commutations, which contain no possibility of parole, mean, simply and importantly, that the United States government will not intentionally put these people to death. As Anthony Romero, the executive director of the ACLU, said, President Biden took an historic and courageous step in addressing the failed death penalty in the United States, bringing us closer to outlawing this barbaric practice. Romero noted that state-sanctioned killing does not make us safer and that the death penalty is error-prone and racially biased. The executive director continued that while the ACLU, along with over 130 other civil and human rights and civil liberties groups, had called for the commutation of all persons on death row, these 37 commutations move the United States closer to the three-quarters of the countries on earth that legally or practically have abolished the death penalty. As for the importance of this presidential act, Romero said, with a stroke of his pen, President Biden locked in his legacy as a leader who stood for racial justice, humanity, and morality. This undoubtedly will be one of the seminal achievements of his presidency. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.